Lesson 33.
The OCD couple.
OCD stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
Julie and Joe used to be total strangers, both stuck in their routines.
They were both diagnosed with OCD not long ago, obsessive compulsive disorder. This means that both of them suffer from anxiety based on the fear that something bad will happen.
They feel compelled to carry out a series of irrational and time-consuming habits to help relieve their anxiety.
And, against all odds, this medical condition has brought them together.
Julie works at a London transport lost property, but is currently on leave because of her condition.
Waking up in the middle of the night to do household chores has disrupted her sleep pattern and life.
Ironing, mopping, sweeping, dusting, and washing had been taking her all night.
At work, her neatness was initially praised.
They got used to the filing system being so precise.
Lost keys, umbrellas, glasses, handbags, suitcases, wallets, and other items at the lost and found all had their detailed file by colour, by approximate age, exact dimensions, contents, and place where each were found.
But her longing to perfect the system and meticulous ways just made it impossible for her to complete all the forms by the end of the day.
She had this need inside to get everything right.
Objects were piling up and would not appear in the filing system.
People got angry and the backlog grew so much that they had to hire 3 extra people to clear it.
This is when the company decided they would be better off without her until she got better.
She is now used to the idea and is undergoing therapy.
Joe, a mechanic used to dirt, recently noticed that he no longer liked to get his hands dirty or sticky.
He suddenly dreaded working with paint, oil, glue, or any other product that would make his hands unclean.
Usually, when his hands got mucky, he would wash them well until it felt right.
At work, he would go over this process over and over again, finding excuses for his many trips to the bathroom.
This became a problem as he would run off when customers would come in with their broken down cars. Simply for a service.
He got fired.
Even then, washing his hands was no longer enough and he felt no relief.
Joe felt everywhere was contaminated and filthy and would rather stay at home to avoid getting his hands dirty.
His siblings, at the sight of their distraught brother, sounded the alarm and took him to see a specialist.
At present, Joe is slowly recovering.
He has been attending group therapy sessions with other OCD sufferers.
The worries and fears are returning less quickly and relief seems to be lasting longer.
He met another person diagnosed with OCD.
Her name is Julie and they are currently dating.
Unlike other people, they seem to understand and accept each other's anger and emotional outbursts.
They are helping each other to break free from the anxiety, fear and distress, to follow the treatment and to adapt to a new lifestyle.